It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. It's day number 9 of our 10 days of the Kentucky Derby Festival celebrations with the AT&T Morning Line, brought to you by Colton Steakhouse and Grill. On the phone with us this morning, Gene McLean from the Press Box. How are you?
Brian, I am doing great. With no fans in the stands and a different derby and a different lifestyle, and a lot of things changed in this crazy year. I'm down at our lake house on Kentucky Lake, and it's rained rather extensively for the last 5 or 6 days, but it's supposed to start clearing up, and I'm going to watch the Derby for the first time ever on my patio overlooking the lake. So it's going to be a different experience for me, too.
Now, I have chosen for my horse on Saturday, Honor AP. What are your thoughts on that horse?
Well, you know, Brian, I'm going to let Trisha answer. No, I'm just kidding. I think you got a good shot, Brian. This horse won the Santa Anita Derby, which has become really a predominant prep for the traditional Derby in May. He's got a big shot, and he's got the right pilot, Mike Smith, who won the Derby with Giacomo Ford. John Sadler is going to be the jockey on Honor AP. I think you picked a really good one. I think he's going to have nice odds, and I think he's got a legitimate shot.
Now, who's your horse for Saturday?
Well, you know, obviously everybody in the world that does this thing for a living and predicting, horse racing, which is, I tell everybody, Brian and Tricia, that there's three things in life you shouldn't do, and that is, you know, predict what your kids are going to do in the next 10 minutes, predict what a politician may do anytime, and predict what the outcome of a horse race. And I've been involved in all three of those in my life. So I'm probably better at picking horses than I was at the other two. But I'm gonna really play a really strong Oaks Derby double. I'm going to single Gamine in the Oaks. I think that she is a tremendous filly, maybe one of the better fillies. If she was in the Derby, I'd actually play her in the Derby. That's how good I think she is. And I think she's just got tremendous ability. And then I want to try to beat Tizalaw in the Derby with 4 or 5 horses. My top choice will probably be Authentic. He breaks from the 18 hole. He didn't get any breaks there or any help there. But he's got speed. He should be, if he breaks clean, he should be able to kind of get out there and get over enough that he goes into that first turn in a pretty good shape. So I'm going to use Authentic. I'm going to use 1,000 Words. Both are trained by Baffert. Then I'm going to use your horse, Honor AP, and a horse on the inside of him by the name of New York Traffic. Those are going to be my top horses. I may throw in another one by the name of Major Fed. But, you know, I want to try to beat Tis the Law and because I think he's beatable.
Now, if folks want to see what your thoughts are and they want to follow you on the Press Box, how can they see that?
My racing blog is called thepressboxlts.com, www.thepressboxlts.com. The LTS stands for the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. It's a private membership club, very designed to enhance the kind of experience for the horse aficionado. We're almost got that open. It's ready. We're finishing touches. So we're looking forward to getting the door swung open on that place. It's been a labor of love. It's now, I tell everybody, this is my 4th year, Tricia, and I tell them it's like going to college. The first year, you're having a great time. Second year, you kind of figure out you better go to class a little bit. And then third year, you kind of crack down and get your decide what you're going to focus on. In the 4th year, you just want to get the heck out. I'm in that stage right now, just want to get the heck out, let the doors open, let the place roll. But anyway, it's going to be great. Next spring, I want you, Brian and Trisha, to come down and pay us a visit down there. I think you'll like it. It's going to be beautiful. It's got a large terrace outside. It overlooks downtown. So, I want you all to come see us next spring.
Would love to.
That
sounds great.
Gene McLean, publisher and president of the Press Box, also with the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Thank you so much for talking Derby with us on this AT&T Morning Line this morning.
Well, before I go, I want to thank you and congratulate you and Tricia for your 1-year anniversary of being partners on this morning show. You know, radio morning shows are very important to all of us, particularly when we get up and head out to the racetrack. And, you know, entertainment and information and what you all do is very, very important to all of us. And congratulations on your 1-year anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gene. We are Quixie 98.3.